And then she gained 4 pounds.
I'm drinking tequila.
Why? Are you feeling frisky? What a bozo.
And then I got drunk last week.
She was feeling me, I could tell.
I didn't say bye to her.
She has better things to worry about. I was like, what? You're part Italian? You better make me some spaghetti and take me on a gondola ride.
I would think the ice cream would be downstairs. You can get blood clots from Motrin and birth controls. No, just thirsty. This one smells.
It went off on me when I was taking a dump.
Because I just wanted to fill it out. I was over it. She's like, no, you had to pay for it. You're in the car too.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 70 and another Happy Hour with Some Dad podcast. A podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host you love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me as always, my partner and podcast, that host, we love to ghost, we got Aaliyah. For the next hour or so, we'll be talking about viral TikTok videos, subreddits, current events dealing with food and drink. And during the process, we make it a happy hour. So if you would like to join us, we would encourage you to please grab a drink, join us for happy hour. But before you do so, whatever streaming platform you're tuning in from, please hit that subscribe button. If you're on Spotify, subscribe. Apple Podcasts, subscribe. Google Music, subscribe. Amazon Music, subscribe. And of course, follow us on all socials. Damn.podcast on Instagram. Some_damn_pod on Twitter. So ladies and gentlemen, here is our opening shot. Thank you to the listeners, the followers, and supporters. Cheers to you at episode number 70.
Round one.
We have to talk about something that I didn't know was a thing, and I didn't know that people were this stupid, but apparently it's a common practice for people to reheat leftover pizza in the oven still inside of the pizza box. So to all the listeners, supporters, and followers, as much as we love you, you're an idiot if you do this. So please do not do this anymore. Pizza boxes have a lot of, what do you call it, chemicals in it. It can catch fire, and it'll probably make your pizza taste a little bit like cardboard. So for your own safety, please stop reheating your pizza in the pizza box. Be like a normal person. I usually like toss it up. I toss it in the oven, but I'll put it on top of a baking pan, put some foil underneath. If I'm feeling lazy and don't want to wait that long, I'll just shove it in the microwave. Or lately, you know, like a lot of people, I use the air fryer. Well, yeah, how do you heat up your pizza? Your leftover pizza?
My leftover pizza?
Leah, your new pizza.
I'll usually heat it up in the microwave. I'm too lazy to turn on my other things. The microwave is the easiest. Or if I'll eat it cold.
When you heat stuff in the microwave, do you generally heat it too much or not enough? And well, what do you prefer?
I always do 30 seconds and then I'll touch it.
That's what he told me.
And then I'll assess if it needs to be warmer. Shut up.
I usually do, I mean, I feel like a minimum of a minute is what I normally do. Unless it's like a leftover, a day old donut. I'll just do like 15 to 20 seconds or whatever. But yeah. I feel like I'd rather have it overheated than underheated because I don't want to eat something cold that isn't meant to be eaten cold.
But you could eat it cold.
I don't know. Leftover Chinese food?
I can eat that cold.
Really? Like leftover chow mein? You can eat that cold?
Well, I naturally don't like chow mein, so.
Oh. What? Who doesn't like chow mein?
I just don't like the noodles. Okay, if it's the fat noodles, then I can kind of eat it. But if it's the skinny, stringy ones, nah, I'll pass.
I feel like the only places that really use the really skinny thin noodles is Panda Express.
I like the fat noodles. Chow Fun is my favorite. Patsu. That's not Chinese, but still. Chow Fun with gravy. It's the best.
I haven't had Chow Fun in so long. Would you want someone to take you on a date to a fast food restaurant?
It depends on what kind, but I wouldn't mind.
If it's a first date?
I guess it'll depend on how much I really want to be with the first person.
Well, the reason I bring that up, because pulling off a video from TikTok, a TikToker by the name of Elise Myers, the worst date she's ever had. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What's the worst first date I've ever been on? I'm so glad you asked. I'm going to tell you right now. Before I met my smoke show of a husband, I was on dating apps. As you do. This man messages me.
I have never liked the phrase of calling someone a smoke show. It sounds so stupid. It doesn't even sound attractive. Do you ever hear someone say, oh, whoa, check out that smoke show?
Never.
No. So please don't use that.
Just me out of the blue and he goes, I like your face, let's go get some food. I love food.
Oh, okay, would that line work on you? I like your face, let's get some food.
Hell no,
not at all. Even if you thought they were very attractive.
I don't think so. I'm too paranoid to like just go. I need to talk to them for a little
bit. What if it's someone who, let's say it's a coworker who you've worked with for, let's say, 2 weeks. You have good conversations while you're at work, but it never was more than that. And then all of a sudden they said that to you. But, and for this, during this time, you found this coworker attractive. Then would that persuade you?
I guess, yeah, because okay. I already know.
Dude, are you my soulmate? He says, meet me at my house. I will drive us to the restaurant together. Why did we not just meet there? I have no idea. I drive 45 minutes to his house. He's standing outside of it. He walks up to my car and he goes, I've lost my keys. Can you drive us there? Should I have just left him right there and gone home? Yes. Did I? Absolutely not. He gets in, starts giving me turn by turn directions. He could have been leading me to an abandoned warehouse and I still would have been like, left at this stop sign? Okay. We end up at a Taco Bell. Which is fine. I'm like, dine in or drive through? And he's like, drive through. And I'm like, great, he has a plan. We get to the speaker and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard shell tacos, thank you. We get to the window. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet? And he's like, yeah. I was like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
Before we move on, can you find out how much 100 crunchy tacos would cost?
I buy the 100 tacos and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like,
see, she didn't say it.
Okay,
she
this
will.
Is happening. I'm committed to this now. It's happening. We get to his house, we walk in, his dad is on the couch. I'm like, he lives with his dad, it's fine. The hoops I am teleporting through to convince myself that this decision that I have made is okay is just wild. Walk past his dad into the kitchen. He just starts emptying the boxes of tacos, just releasing them onto the table, puts two chairs at the table, sits down, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, let's feast. I am just calmly unwrapping my taco and taking a bite of it. We are eating hard shell tacos in complete silence. You can hear both of us chewing. It's absolute chaos. The dad walks up, grabs a taco. There's 100 of them. We have so many to spare. He's eating over us, just like standing, doesn't sit, stands right next to the table, crunches, mouthful. He just looks at me and he goes, do you want to see my studio? And I was like, I have never wanted to see anything less in my entire life. It was that moment that I decided this date was completely over or else I was going to be killed, 100%. I am now just like collecting the tacos because I paid for them. I walk out with boxes of tacos in my purse. I look back and I was like, thank you for this experience. You will never hear from me again.
She sounds like $150. What if you didn't finish it?
$150.
There you go.
All right. So let's put you in her shoes. First, do you think you would have went as far as she did?
Nope.
Okay. With that in mind, where would you have gone differently? From the very beginning, you wouldn't have done a single thing the same as her?
For entertainment purposes, I do pick him up. I've him after he said that he I mean, I feel like I would have no choice but to drive.
So you would get to Taco Bell.
I would get to Taco Bell. Again, I would feel like I have no choice but to pay.
I don't know. Okay, so if this is me, and when they're giving me directions and we end up at Taco Bell, yeah, I don't know if I would, I would kind of just be in shock, be like, seriously? This is Taco what we're doing? And then if they somehow convince me that, cool, let's see some Taco Bell, and they said 100 tacos, I would stop them right there. We're not getting 100 tacos. We can't finish 100 tacos. So I would say you can get, like, I don't know, get a combo or something, but we're not getting 100 tacos.
Staying already from the get-go?
Yeah, dude, what the hell? Like, if someone tells you you're going to eat 100 tacos, and I'm going to assume you can't eat more than two.
Taco Bell tacos, I can probably eat like three.
Okay, so with that in mind, and they're ordering 100, you think he's knocking down 97 tacos?
You're right. It's actually 96. But
and crunchy tacos the next day are not good.
They are not. They get soggy and stale. Why do you think he wanted 100 tacos?
So he has food for the rest of the week? That's my guess.
I wonder how many tacos she took home.
Well, yeah, because she could just put it back in the bag.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how many do you think him and his dad ate?
I would say his dad probably. Well, from the story, it seemed like he was eating his tacos slowly. So I would say he only got to one. I would say the dude probably two or three. So let's say you did end up doing exactly what she did. And you leave the house with, let's say, 95 tacos. What are you going to do with that? Well, obviously, you have your family there that you can give tacos to, but there's still going to be a bunch left.
My family can only eat like 40.
That's a lot. Would you? Are you like?
I think if I
pass with any of your neighbors.
I am for the most part, but not like cool enough to knock on the door and say, "You want some Taco Bell?"
What if they happen to be outside of their house when you get home? Would you be like, hey, I have a bunch of tacos. Would you like some?
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I mean, we've like brought them food before and they've done that to us. So I think if I pass by the homeless, I would give them their tacos too.
All right, let's move on. Let's say you didn't have a family to go home to. Let's say it was just you and a roommate, right? And then so you had this terrible date. So you and your roommate, you just, you know, let's kick back a few drinks. If you were really drunk, how many tacos do you think you would eat?
Really drunk?
Yeah.
Like a bottle in drunk? I get really full when I'm drunk though. Maybe still like four or five.
So not much more than when you're sober.
Yeah, maybe six at most, but I don't think I can eat that many. Why? How many do you think you can eat?
How many tacos?
Yeah.
I'm like fairly certain I can do 10, like easily. But if I'm drunk, I feel like I would eat less. Because usually if I'm drunk, I don't really want to eat. The reason I bring up the roommate situation is because I come across this other TikTok video where this woman pretty much kicked out her roommate and sent her stuff away. Because her roommate hasn't paid rent in 3 months. Okay, so pretty much the video shows them packing up all her stuff in plastic bags, changing the locks on the doors. So they pack her stuff in boxes and plastic bags. And part two shows her empty bedroom and all her stuff being sent away in a U-Haul. Damn, even chairs and stuff? So it seems like her roommate had most of the things.
Dang, they're gonna send away the cat too.
Wait, I didn't see a cat.
There's a cat post.
Pretty much all the furniture. So what did the other roommate have? It's like she had nothing in the apartment.
I don't like when people put their foot on things that should not be foot touched.
Well, that's just for the benefit of the video. I'm sure she doesn't do that on a regular basis.
Well, she needs to wipe her door.
All right, in the video, two women are seen changing the locks, packing things into trash bags, and booking movers. Over the video of them removing their roommate's things, there's text reading, "Girls' night idea. Kicking out your roommate and sending herself back to her parents because she hasn't paid rent in 3 months.
3 months is 90 days.
But I guess there was backlash from people in the comment section. They didn't agree with what they did. Posting it on TikTok just feels like a mean girl move. Y'all wrong for this. I approve, but legally you can't do this because it's considered wrongful eviction. I think there's a certain amount of time. If you've lived there, then you have, I don't know if it's called squatter's rights, or I forgot what the real term is, but yeah, you can't kick them out like without proper notice if they've been living there for a certain amount of time.
Like, enough was enough. She wasn't paying rent.
If there's something else they could do, like, what can they do to make her want to move out?
I don't know if there is something that she could have done. I mean, I want to say that they talked about it already.
Another one.
So I'm guessing they didn't really have like a friendship with this roommate if they could just easily do that to her. Super illegal. Also illegal to sublease without a written agreement. And if there was, and y'all did this, y'all are in deep trouble. I don't like when people argue for the sake of legality. Why don't they say what they would do? Because if you're in this position, what else can you do if they refuse to leave? They're not paying rent. So that probably means that they're paying the roommate's rent, right? In order to not get evicted themselves.
Yep.
So what else options do you have?
Like, you know, she packed up all the roommate stuff and that looked like a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff. That looks like everyone in the apartment was moving. Like, how'd she fit all that stuff into the apartment if it was just hers, and where's the other person's stuff, you know?
That was still a lot of stuff. Like, it looked like most of the stuff was hers.
Yeah.
There were furniture, there was chairs.
So I'm sure after they did all this packing, probably built up an appetite, right? And usually when you build up an appetite, you don't really want to wait too long to get something to eat if you don't have anything at your place to that you can consume immediately. So your best bet is to get something from a fast food joint. Mm-hmm. One fast food joint that is doing something special this week is Popeyes. Just like McDonald's and Burger King, they are now in the business of collaborating with a celebrity. Popeyes just released their new Meg Thee Stallion hottie sauce and chicken sandwich. So the hottie sauce is made with a mix of honey, cider vinegar, and Aleppo pepper for the perfect amount of heat to complement the authentic Louisiana chicken recipe fans know and love. So you can get this new sauce with their new chicken nuggets, or you can get it on their famous chicken sandwich. I heard their chicken nuggets aren't that good, so I would definitely go with the chicken sandwich. But I do like their spicy sauce on the chicken sandwich, so I'm a little hesitant to see if this one will taste better on the sandwich than their regular one, because it kind of just looks like a sweet and sour sauce.
I was thinking of strawberry jam.
Why would they put strawberry jam? Strawberry jam is not spicy.
I'm just saying, it looks like strawberry jam.
Since the merchandise is available through the month of November, I'm assuming that's how long the hottie sauce will be around. Have you tried any of the celebrity meals from any of the fast food places?
Just the BTS.
Since you like the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and you can get one of those with the new sauce, would you try this? Or is it something that once we stop talking about it, you're going to forget about it, and then it's just going to go away, and you're going to be like, oh crap, I didn't even get to try it.
That's more likely of happening, because I've been wanting to go to Popeye's to get their freaking fish sandwich again, but I keep forgetting.
The fish sandwich, it's not limited, right?
I hope not.
I want it to be gone already.
Let me go check. I haven't won yet for so long.
Oh, I was going to, since we're talking about celebrities doing things, who is CL?
CL from 21. Well, ex-member of 21.
Because she was on Hot Ones. And then I usually, if there's a celebrity that I have no idea who they are, I'll look at their IG to kind of like figure out who they are. And I saw that you were following her, so I wanted to ask you who the hell she is.
Oh yeah, she's a well-known Korean artist that recently, not recently, but she just got back into the limelight because she was kind of like put under the back burner. Why? But she has a following. It's just the agency that she was in, they kind of neglected her. So they didn't let her like promote the way she wanted to, kept holding off on her music. So when she left them, she started to do music again.
Oh, I was watching her on Hot Ones and I only watched like 5 minutes of it because she was annoying to me.
Why?
I don't know. There was something about her. The way she was talking, it just annoyed me. So I'm not going to watch this.
She talks slow and like very punctuated, huh?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. So I haven't watched the past two Hot Ones because the one before that was Meg Thee Stallion and I'm not a fan of her, so I didn't watch that either.
Seafood. Would it be under seafood? They only have their popcorn shrimp. Oh, that's depressing.
Damn, dude. Well, they'll probably bring it back for Lent then. So we'll have to wait till next year.
Man, I was like saying for like a month now that I should go get some.
I never understood the point of getting rid of something that's popular. Like, why didn't they like keep that and get rid of something that's not popular? And I'm sure them having that fish sandwich kind of
boosted it.
It took the heat off the chicken sandwich a little bit just because people had another option, you know?
Yeah. Wait, so her sandwich isn't going to have the mayo in it either?
It's going to have two different sauces? I don't think so. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, Meg Thee Stallion, hottie sauce. I think both of us have been hesitant to take flights for now, but one thing that is happening soon that kind of gets me excited to get on a plane again is United Airlines is now partnering up with PayPal, so you can now make a payment through QR code. I'm not too big on digital payments as far as, you know, what do you call it when people pay with their phone? Like Apple Pay or like
a wallet,
Google Pay. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's a lot more convenient because then you don't need to bring your payments with you. I don't think you should have too much things stored on your phone that don't need to be stored there. Like I do have my card on my Google Pay, but I've never paid through Google Pay. It's just there just as a backup in case I do need it. But have you been to a restaurant where they use QR code for you to pull up the menu?
Yeah.
I think that's a lot more useful. I feel like that should be more common because you don't have to worry about like printing out menus. You don't have to worry about cleaning menus.
You don't have to worry about squinting at the menu.
You say squinting?
Yeah.
Why would you squint?
Because, you know, when we look at the menu, you have to like zoom in like this and zoom out.
No, but then you don't. You have terrible eyesight.
Don't judge my eyesight for one.
I believe so. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Power Hour. So we will now be sipping on cocktails instead of taking shots, but we will be sipping them a lot quicker than we're taking our shots. So yeah, join us on that too. Let's get this second half started. There you are, DJ. Cheers.
Another one.
Ginger ale and whiskey. Ginger whiskey. Or I also learned it's called an Irish buck. Have you been to restaurants yet that require you to be vaxxed? I went to a udon spot in Berkeley and they asked for proof of vax. So I had, because I have it stored on my, because you know how you can store your vax card on like your Apple Pay, your Google Pay now?
You can?
Yeah, you download it and you can store it there. I don't know, I can't tell you how to do it on an iPhone, but I know you can, but I have it on my Google Pay.
I know I can put it into my notes.
But then for some reason, it took me like 4 tries to pull it up. And I was like, what the hell, dude? So yeah, I was just, they were just waiting for me to pull up my Vax card while they were preparing my noodles. Dude, that was the very first time that I went to this spot, because it's pretty popular, Marugami. Mm-hmm. That it was completely empty. There was no one there. But then once we sat down, that's when hella people started coming in.
That's always what happens.
I know, I bring the party. All right, well, since we're talking about the QR codes on a flight, let's talk about this passenger on a flight to LA. Got a little crazy. Cheers, guys. All right, queue up this video.
Another one.
Okay, whatever. Here we go.
What the fuck you talking to me like that for, bro? Take me off. I don't give a fuck. I didn't even want to go to Cali.
I didn't even want to go to Cali.
The fuck you talking to? I will find your name, date of birth, and address. I will know your social security number before I get off this plane. On my daughter.
Yo, he's spitting.
On that same baby that you see me on the phone with. What? So what the fuck? Yo, cuss. Watch the fuck out. What the fuck out? What's the plane? What they gonna do for you before I... What's the law gonna do? Yo, mind your business. Mind your business. Because I will break your neck. Yo, let me just explain something. Hold on. Let me explain something.
No need.
What they gonna do for you before?
It's no need, huh?
You told me one thing. I told you I'm gonna leave it alone.
Are you one of those people who is like, if something like this happens on your flight, that you would start recording?
No. I would be the one trying to watch.
Let's watch the follow-up. Wait, this is not a follow-up, this is the same video. What happened? Why is he mad?
I thought it was because they're taking too long. He was complaining. Was that not why?
Oh, because he refused to get off his phone? At least he was wearing his mask properly.
He took it off, though.
I know, but, you know, like, someone who yells like that, you would think they were the people who don't cover their nose. Like, while he was wearing his mask, he was wearing it properly. Because he seems like the type who wouldn't be wearing it properly to begin with. Where he said, let's go to jail, and that he's the only person on this plane that's fit to go to jail. Who says that?
Who wants to be the only person that's...
I guess he's just implying how tough he is. Why you don't want to go to Cali, Aaliyah? Where do you think they're coming from?
What accent would that be?
Sounds like he's from New York.
I was gonna say that.
Was he wearing a New York hat? I think he was wearing a New York hat.
I don't know. You erased it before I could see.
Never, dude.
I was saying New York, not Jersey.
Do Jersey people talk like that?
They have a slightly more prominent accent, but similar.
All right, let's move on to another video where, you know, another person speaking out of pocket. All right, check this out. All right, let's set up this video. So this girl walks up to a food truck where the window is down. So obviously that means the food truck is not in service, and either they're closing up or they're getting ready to open up. But this girl walks up and flips open the window. Dude, these are the kind of drunk people that annoy the hell out of me, who think they can do whatever, and then they act like they're the victim, when they're obviously in the wrong here.
Why would you do that? Why?
Because they're drunk and entitled.
Still.
So a little backstory, the owner of this food truck called Taxi Cab Burger said he was working a private event in Jersey. When this girl and her friend approached the back door of his truck, he told them that he would be opening in 10 minutes. A few minutes later, they opened his serving window and recorded their interaction.
Oh, so they were going to open anyways.
Yes.
And they still opened it?
Yes.
I would move my truck.
Move your truck? You're at a private event. Where are you going to move it? There's a designated spot for you to park.
Wait, if they're at a private event, so those people are part of the event?
They're guests of the event, I'm guessing.
So I cannot decline them?
You can... Oh, you mean once you open up?
Yeah.
You'd have to discuss that with whoever set up the event, which is probably what I would do. I'd be like, you know what? These girls, like, they crossed the line. They annoyed the hell out of me. I don't want to serve them. And I want to see what if we could do something about that. But I'm sure they would just have one of their other friends get food for them.
I'm perfectly fine. They can still eat the food. I just don't want to see your face.
Ooh, but what if they said, I like your face. Let's get some food. Cheers.
Another one.
This is funny, but anyone who thinking, bad grammar really bothers me. The only time I have bad grammar is when I'm drinking. This is funny, but anyone who thinking the dude overreacted has never worked in food service. Oh, can you correct the grammatical error, Aaliyah?
I just did that.
What?
This is funny, but for anyone who's thinking?
No. Yeah, that works too, but you could easily just say, but anyone who thinks the dude overreacted. His reaction was right. The girls didn't overreact. Oh, dude, so you remember the food hack or the Five Guys hack video?
Yeah.
I commented on that video saying people who work in the food industry hate putting things on the side. And some dude was like, it's so much easier if you don't like your job, quit.
What'd you say? I did.
I didn't reply to that, but like, I think more people liked my response than his response. So I was like, clearly more people are on my side, but I didn't say anything. But
I feel like anyone who says that, like, makes that response clearly has never worked the food industry.
I think he made it seem like he does, though, and he doesn't mind doing it. Or that's what I got from it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
That's why so many people are quitting.
But I was like, when I saw how many likes I got, I was like, damn, I get more likes on this than any of the other social medias. I need to interact more on TikTok.
TikTok is where everyone's at now.
So when are you going to start making our TikTok videos?
How about you start it off and then I'll follow.
We already discussed why. Because I already handled the other social medias, bozo. Okay.
I don't show my face for other things.
You don't have to show your face. Be one of those videos where you don't get anything above your neck. Or can you put like an emoji on your face?
I could, but I wouldn't want to.
See?
Have you came across those videos where they're reading the Reddit forums?
No. I don't go on TikTok enough to like see everything that goes on over there.
I love listening to them. And then there's this dude that I watch. He's reacting to it, so he's putting in his commentary.
Like, so they just read off of the subreddit.
There's a girl, so they're basically, what's that word? Remixing it?
Uh-huh. How do you remix it?
I forgot what it's called, but basically they have the video in the background, and then they're in the front, and then there's a person reading it already, and he's basically doing it as it goes.
Then do that. So obviously, these girls who annoyed the hell out of this food truck owner had some drinks in them because you could tell they were a little intoxicated, and they started the video off with a still of whatever the hell they were drinking. So we're going to start talking about this bartender who is on TikTok urging people to stop stealing glasses from bars. Have you ever done this?
I don't go to bars enough to steal it.
Oh yeah, true.
But I have taken like a plate from a restaurant.
A plate?
it's not a big plate. It's like those tiny like the Korean spots.
Oh, the ones that they put the bunch on in?
The side dishes.
Oh.
Because we didn't know how to play it, so we just throw it in our bowl.
You're coming on.
Please stop doing this. You can buy almost any glass from a restaurant on the internet. This glass was $13 on Amazon.
Ooh. That's a fancy. I feel like if it's a fancy glass like that, then you should know. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't steal anything from a bar or restaurant, but if something looks this fancy, you should know it's off limits. But I think I have two glasses that are from, no, I only have one. I think my sister has one from this bar that closed down in Berkeley. And I have a pint glass from this bar restaurant from this burger joint in Washington. It's called Bob's Burgers and Brews. And then last time I posted a picture of it and tagged them and they liked it. They probably thought I bought it off their website.
Oh, they sell it?
Yeah. Or I don't know. I just know they sell stuff on their website. I didn't see if they sell the glass, but I'm assuming they do because they didn't say anything. You know, souvenir. Because I'm probably never going to go back to that city. The only reason I went there is because my cousin got married there.
Ew.
But it's like there's nothing to do in that city. It's so small. And it's so far away from Seattle.
Why you should never steal glassware from a bar. I mean, it's stealing, so...
I like her hat.
Should be kind of self-explanatory. But let's dive further, shall we?
Yes.
So I've worked at a couple places that do have quite a bit of specialty glassware. And those cocktails are really designed to go in those specific glasses, whether it be the ice or the ounces. So we can't just like switch them in different other glasses.
Yes.
Before we continue with this video, cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Stop stealing glasses from bars.
Another one.
So the other reason is people come in specifically sometimes for those cocktails, which means they
that's
are
a lot of alcohol she has on her shelf
in a certain glass. I can't tell you how many times I've sold a cocktail.
Huh? Isn't she a bartender?
So you would have that many types of alcohol at your house?
I wouldn't have that many types of alcohol just because I want it.
You would?
Yeah.
That many. There's at least 10 different types of bottles on that shelf.
That's my goal in life, to have a big alcohol collection.
Would you have like one of each type of alcohol, or you would have multiple types of a specific alcohol?
I would have multiple types of each alcohol.
Okay, give me 5 alcohol bottles that you would have on that shelf for sure.
3 different types of tequilas, depending on the brand. 2 different types of vodkas. I would have Henny there.
You don't even like vodka. What two brands of vodka would you have?
Grey Goose. What's the other one called?
What do you mean, what's the other one?
I like how Tito's look.
I don't like how Tito's look. It looks tacky to me. It looks cheap.
It looks so cute.
Tito's does not look cute. What's wrong with you?
It looks so cute.
Hold up. Let me pull up a bottle.
It looks like a cute bottle. What's wrong with the bottle?
You think that looks cute?
It looks adorable.
It looks cheap. There's nothing about it that looks cute.
It looks homemade.
Yeah. Isn't that what the bottle says? Homemade vodka?
There you go.
Or handmade vodka. I don't know what it said.
Jameson bottle, just because, even though I don't like it. I haven't had Jameson since the last day of work.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
It scares me. Every time I drink it, I overdo it. I don't know if I like it, but I do think it hits harder than all of the alcohols I drink.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whiskey does a little, it has a different effect.
What else alcohol is there? I would get a brandy bottle. Maybe just
ew. I would not have brandy. I would not have rum. I personally wouldn't have cognac because I don't like cognac at all. I would probably have 3 or 4 different tequilas. I would have 818, Casamigos.
Same.
Corralejo.
I haven't had that in a while.
Maybe Terramana. So that's 4. And then I would have different types of Jameson. I would have the cold brew, the regular, and the IPA edition. So that's three. So that's seven bottles total. If I want to make it 10 bottles, I would probably do a vodka just for the people who want vodka, even though I don't drink vodka. I'll have like a bottle of Ciroc. So that's eight. I'll probably have like a liqueur just for like if I want to mix it with something. So I would have I would have the Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Definitely have that. That's nine. And maybe a DiSorono, or if I can find the Patron cafe. Got it all set up. Let's go. Cheers. Yeah. Cheers to the future bar bottles in my place.
Another one.
I have it for next week.
Oh, wasn't it so funny?
Which one was it?
I
don't remember.
He made a mess.
What?
He made a mess. He put food everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So I originally was going to put that on before you told me about it. But mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to promote this dude. He's an asshole. But then since you sent it to me, I was like, all right, we'll talk about him. So I don't want to give him any shine for being a dickhole.
He's not getting any shine.
It's he funny. Will because people are talking about him, so he gets shine.
They already got it, then it's too late.
All right. Do you like steak sandwiches, Aaliyah?
When I was eating steak, yeah.
Oh yeah, crap.
Forgot about that again.
So Subway has released their new steak sandwich. It is a Baja steak and Jack sandwich, which to me looks like a dry cheese steak.
It does.
So I mean I always appreciate when fast food places release new products to get new people interested, get them in the door. But I see no reason for me to ever go back to a Subway because there's so many, like Subway's at the bottom of sandwich franchises for me. Like it would go Quiznos, Togo's, and then what's the other one? I haven't had Jimmy John's. I've had Jersey Mike's. So Jersey Mike's and then Subway. Huh?
I want to try it.
Dude, Quiznos released a bison sandwich.
I like Quiznos. Bison. So,
yeah.
How much would that be?
It's like $17.
That's expensive.
But they closed down the Quiznos that was like less than 5 minute drive for me. So I have to go like farther away, so I was thinking about getting it delivered, but I didn't want to just deliver one sandwich. But I definitely want to try that.
So I said that sandwich is expensive, so it would be justifiable if you just want to order that one.
Yeah, I thought about going there today because it's right across the street from this brewery that I like, but I wouldn't go to a brewery to drink by myself.
I might.
I would go to a bar to drink by myself, but a brewery is different. I feel like a brewery is more, because breweries don't really get too busy like a bar would. So it's like I'd just be in there by myself. Okay, guys. So with a lot of people starting to travel up again, we found this list of things that locals are sharing with tourists that they should know before traveling to their home countries. Oh, this one is kind of cool. So in Vietnam, when you're crossing the street, you need to commit to crossing the road. It looks scary with the endless scooter stampedes, but if you just cross at a steady pace, they'll avoid you. Do not try to dodge or make sudden movements. Simply just walk across.
Oh, no.
Vietnam a spot you'd want to visit?
I don't think there's a spot that I wouldn't want to visit.
Like I heard it's like super cheap to go there. Like everything is cheap from wherever you want to stay to the food.
Plus it's next
to
Greece, so
I never thought about visit. Like it was never a place that I was like, oh cool, I want to visit here. But if the opportunity did strike, I would go there. Hanoi. Yeah. I heard Hanoi's the spot.
I want to go to there.
In Finland, don't get too close to strangers. We really value our personal space.
We
I
can
could roll with that because I feel you on that. Don't be all up in my business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In Malaysia, it is normal, absolutely normal for someone to ask you what race you are. So don't be taken aback if you are asked. It isn't meant to be offensive. It's just general curiosity. I think the general rule of thumb is when you're in a different country, like you shouldn't automatically assume someone is rude because that could be the norm there.
Yeah.
The same way that when people who aren't from the US come here and do certain things that
it should be understood that
we would consider rude may not be rude to them because that's how they are over there. But I mean, it does annoy me because I feel like if you're in someone else's country, you should, assimilate to their norms.
Yeah.
You should understand their culture. In Singapore, at fast food restaurants and food courts, there's a common practice called, is it chopping?
I would think it would be chopping. I want to say chopping. In high school,
you can't say chopping. Chopping has two P's and no E. But one can reserve a table by placing a packet of tissues on top. Tourists who haven't heard of this and take a reserved seat will often get dirty looks from the local who choked the table. So people are just walking around with packets of tissues?
Well, they're at a restaurant, the fast food restaurant. So they just grab the napkins.
A packet, like, makes it sound like it's in like a package, like a plastic package.
I was thinking just a pack, like a stack.
Then why wouldn't they say a stack? And why would they call it a tissue when it's a napkin? Tissues and napkins are different things.
They phrase it differently.
No, dude, you're getting it all wrong. I was thinking like packet of tissue that you use for blowing your nose and stuff.
I'm picking napkins.
I wish this picture actually showed the packet of tissue so we know what it looks like.
Yeah, that would be cool. I understand that part, like, confusing. Because, you know,
I like
over here, they just leave napkins on the table. Are there some? Know.
What do you mean? You mean the last person who ate there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, sometimes they just leave it. Or they'll already have napkins ready to go for you.
Cheers to choping. If that's how to correctly pronounce it.
Another one.
I like this one. In Korea, the eldest person at the table should start eating first. Don't pick up your chopsticks, spoon, or whatever utensil you're using until the oldest person has started eating.
I knew that one.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And I also know when you drink, you have to drink from the side, away from the person, the older person.
What do you mean away?
Like you cheers, and then you go like this.
I don't like that.
You don't drink to each other.
Don't give me any guidelines when I'm drinking. Let me drink how I want to drink.
Stupid.
In China, never go out without carrying toilet paper or tissues on you. It's never in public restrooms, so you'll want to keep some on hand.
Dang.
That would suck, dude. If you go to a restroom and there's no toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you keep a pack of baby wipes with you. Got that to me?
Wait, I want to read that part.
What, the U.S. one?
Yeah.
I don't care about the U.S.
I'm just reading it in my head.
Okay, go ahead and read it then if you're so interested.
No, go ahead.
Stupid.
I feel like that's a rule of thumb for everywhere, though.
I don't know. I didn't read it. I don't care about the U.S. In big Italian cities like Rome and Venice, don't eat in restaurants or bars in famous places or next to major sites. A coffee in Piazza San Marco in Venice could cost you like $30. Damn, 30 bucks for a cup of coffee? I heard in like 10 years, Venice is just going to be completely underwater.
What?
So I need to go there before that happens.
Wait, huh? Is it getting higher, the water?
I guess. It seems like everything to do in Venice is like outdoors. So I feel like I would feel very comfortable there, like as like COVID-wise, you know, because it's not like we're indoors, we're just out chilling, you know?
I feel like I'll overheat.
You don't know how hot it is over there.
I overheat over here. I will.
But all I know is in Argentina, don't ask for coffee to go. We don't have paper cups. if you go to a cafe, you're expected to sit and drink your coffee. I feel it. I feel, you know, it's a new place. You've never been there. You're drinking their local coffee. Chug it.
I want to go to
a
spot where I can just drink coffee like that and not in a paper cup.
Miami. Cafe con, what is it called?
Go to Miami, just drink coffee.
Because they have little Cuba, Havana, Miami coffee. What is it called? I don't know. I just know you have those little things that are like espressos. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
In Sicily, never order a specific bottle of wine at a restaurant. Just ask for the house vino. It'll be cheaper and better. Also, unfortunately for you, Aaliyah, there is no butter with your bread, so don't ask.
But they said that, like, the bread, depending on what you get, if you get a pasta and stuff, that's what you use.
Talk. So this next one, I feel like it should be a rule of thumb anywhere. In Croatia, particularly in small towns, people are expected to clean the streets in front of their houses. As a result, you'll find exceptionally clean streets. Like, why wouldn't you? I feel like you should take pride in not just your house, your yard, but the street in front of you, because it's pretty much a part of your place. No?
Yeah, I agree.
I want to go somewhere where it's like you don't have to worry about driving to go wherever you want. You just walk the streets, just roam around, and just see all the locals, grab a bite to eat. You know.
Would you go on a solo trip?
If I knew the language.
I hope I would know at least the basics.
I feel like Italy would just be an amazing place to go.
I know, that's where I went to solo trip at.
Damn, man. Italy, just chilling. I wonder if you could just, I know people don't really do it, but can you just walk around with like an alcoholic beverage in your hand in Italy? It seems like it would be awesome.
I think you can.
Just like roll around with like a beer or whatever, and then just walk up to the nearest pizza spot.
Cause I watched this girl, she went on a solo trip to Italy and then decided to live there. And she's like saying things she didn't know before living there. I think that was one of them. Like they just
Let's find out.
But it's like a bottle of wine that she drank. It is lawful. So you could.
Sometimes try to prevent it from getting out of hand. You'd always be safe to have wine with your picnic in a park. It would be less safe to assume that you could do so in. But I mean, you're not much of a wine drinker. And I feel like it wouldn't be so easy to get like a bottle of hard liquor in Italy.
I feel like their wine is stronger.
So if it's just wine, you think you'd be okay with that, or you'd want something else?
It depends on the wine. I mean, if it's a sweet wine, then I might be okay with that. But then I'll try to find some tequila. So, what is their alcohol?
Wine. All right. When you sit down to eat in a restaurant in Portugal, the waiter will bring you bread, olives, or some other snacks. If you eat it, expect to pay for it. If you don't touch it, they'll take it away and pretend like it never existed.
I will not eat it if it's in front of me.
I wouldn't eat those damn olives. I would eat the bread. In Jordan, if you compliment someone on something, it's impolite for that person to not offer you that item. For example, if you compliment a man's watch, he will literally unlatch it from his arm and offer it to you. Of course, you're supposed to decline. So what's the point? If you're supposed to decline it, what's the point of this little game what's the game I'm thinking about? Musical chairs. Cheers. This is gonna be the last one because we're approaching 2 hours. And yeah. So last drink of the night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on episode number 70, 30 away from 100. All the people who stopped listening to us, you suck. All the people who are still tuning in, thank you. And don't forget to share the podcast so we can get more listeners. Any type of support we can get, shout out to Sam. Yeah, I guess that's it. I don't have much to say. I'm a little tipsy right now, so okay, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Until the next time, we always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Peace.
See ya.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.